It's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff, who just turned 59 years of age last Saturday, July 18, 59 years of age. And I remember so often talking about my predecessor and saying that if I lived to be his age, I would have another 15 years or another 17 years or another 14 years, depending on the day or the year I was thinking about it. And of course, my point is we're mortal. And the time in which we can serve the Lord is limited. And now, if I live to be the age of my predecessor, I only have 1 year to go. If I live as long as my dad lived, he died at 74, I have 15 years to go. And it's all a recognition that life is but a vapor, here today, gone tomorrow. Only one life, soon 'twill be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. I got a whole stack of cards here in my hand, cards from my kids. Of course, I have 12 kids, so I got a lot of cards. But these cards are always special to me every year because they give me an inkling of where my kids are at in their thoughts. Here's my 12-year-old Faith. Dear Dad, oh my gosh, you're an awesome dad, and I am so lucky. You're all mine. Remember, people say that they have the best dad in the world? Well, that's because they haven't met mine. You'll always be the man of my life. I will always love you for all you've given me. Faith, your daughter. Or here's one from Christina. It starts out with an acronym and then goes on to say, Dad, you are so amazing. Your memory, your style, everything communicates your enthusiasm and passion for God. That always comes to mind when you speak. You don't just merely tell a Bible story, but you point out its significance so that it can be that much more empowering and important to me. I thank you for all your work, your life. You inspire me to be more. Your teaching of God's word helps me understand and want to tell people more about you. That's why I want to be a medical missionary. You're amazing. I love you. Thanks, your daughter. And this is Christina, my 16-year-old. And I'd go through the rest of the letters, but they're personal letters to me. And in those letters, you always hear a reference to God because my kids are looking past me to their Heavenly Father and to using their lives to make a difference for time and for eternity. And that's exactly what this broadcast is all about. It's a broadcast that is impacting lives for time and for eternity. I want to read one testimonial before we go to our phone callers. It's from Edric. And he's in prison, and he writes, God bless you, Brother Hank. I've been tuned into your broadcast and praying for the broadcast, which is really all I can do because I'm an inmate. I would love to be able to do more. Maybe one day I'll be able to, but in the meantime, I pray. December last year, I came across your broadcast, caught my interest right away. Why? Because I've been using this time in prison to not only draw closer to the Lord, but also to learn the truths of the Bible. Since there are so many teachings in this place, I started to shut everyone out. But I've learned to be more loving by listening to your broadcast. And I would be crushed, seriously, if you ever had to go off the air. It has motivated me so much to the point that I actually look to you as my pastor, and for good reasons. God bless you and your ministry. I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus. One of the many letters that comes into our broadcast indicating the impact of this radio broadcast even behind bars. And of course, Edric is one who is saying thank you to those who stand with this ministry prayerfully and financially. Without you, we will go off the air. It's as simple as that. If you can stand with me today, it would be deeply appreciated. You can do that on the World Wide Web in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or just talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI.